Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That was WBUR's Rob Lane. This is Radio Boston. I'm Carrie Young in for Tiziana Deering. So the sound you are hearing right now is from last year's Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown. This year, the Lunar New Year starts on Saturday, and according to the Chinese zodiac system, we're in the year of the dragon right now, or we're going to be anyway. And so while people across the globe get ready to ring in the new year, Boston itself will be participating in some of those celebrations. This is actually going to be the first time that the Lunar New Year will be an official holiday in the city. So joining us to talk about that today is Cynthia Wu, the director of the Pau Arts Center. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
And Lillian Lee, a member of NUWA Athletic Club, also known as an all-women lion dancing group based in Boston. And Lillian, by the way, also happens to be a WBUR graphic designer. So hey, Lillian.
Hi.
So glad to see you in the studio. I pass you in the hallway.
I know, this is my first time in a studio, so this is exciting.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, so to kick us off, I want to ask both of you this question. Do you celebrate the Lunar New Year? Lillian?
For sure. Okay. It's a really important holiday for my mom, especially the day before. This is the time you get together with your family and have a big dinner.
The day before is?
Yeah, so it's a reunion family dinner, I think it's called. So that day's important, the day of, and I think the closing day of New Year's.
Okay, what do you do on the day of then?
Still having meals with the family. Food is
a
really
big... I love
that
food is always involved.
...integral part, yes.
Yeah, any celebration for sure. Cynthia, what do you do to celebrate?
Yeah, well, personally, besides being in Chinatown and celebrating with everybody else, personally, I think I'm actually really exploring the way Lunar New Year looks like for my family. My parents, my family are on the West Coast, so
oh, wow.
I miss the reunion dinner and the whole fish and the dumplings and everything. But with my kids, you know, we're trying to make dumplings. They're 4 and 7, so really thinking about how to connect to our cultural traditions when I'm away from a bulk of my family has been what we've been doing for the last few years.
Yeah, I can understand that. For a while, I lived across the country from my family, too. And so you'd miss out or have to FaceTime in, and it just wasn't quite the same when it came to celebrating. okay, so different Asian communities, right, celebrate the Lunar New Year in Boston. Do I understand that right? Yeah, so it's not only Chinese people, but also Koreans, Vietnamese, people from other East Asian countries. And it's also worth mentioning that, like we said earlier in the program, Boston City Council passed a bill to make the Lunar New Year an official holiday. And I'm curious, Cynthia, if you could comment on what does that mean for you and also other people in the Asian American Pacific Islander community here in Boston?
Well, certainly the amount of visibility that we've had towards Lunar New Year has greatly increased. Growing up, you know, we celebrated Lunar New Year and, you know, you felt like you're kind of the only one. But now to get that visibility and that recognition and also just increase people coming out to celebrate with us in Chinatown or trying to learn about dumplings, trying to learn about the traditions, I think that's really important. It's really great to see that... our vast experiences are being recognized and people are curious about it.
Yeah. Lillian, do you think having that be officially recognized, like, does that change the way you think you're going to celebrate or acknowledge the holiday?
It does, because now I see more and more cultural institutions having Lunar New Year celebrations for their themselves. And so it's nice to also be able to take my parents and my children, my kid, not just to Chinatown, but maybe to the Museum of Fine Arts or PBD Essex Museum, and to celebrate that way as well.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and from what I gathered, the Year of the Dragon, as we mentioned that this next year will be, means that some really great things are going to happen, or at least it's a symbol of luck, I guess, good fortune, good everything, really. So, but a central part of welcoming all of that great fortune, I'm told, is something called lion dancing. Lillian, can you tell me how does that factor in? Why?
So there's a legend that, well, according to like the southern style of lion dancing, there's an old folklore tale that to chase away the evil bad spirits, the villagers like gathered some materials to make a lion themselves, got some buckets and pans to make really loud sounds and firecrackers to scare away this big bad monster. And so it would come back every year, and every year they would come back with this lion dance. And so it kind of originated that way.
Okay. And as someone who does this, how would you describe it to someone who's never seen a lion dance before?
I have to say it gets confused a lot with dragon dancing.
Okay.
So lion dancing is primarily with two people. Someone manipulates the head and the other person crouches down and plays a part of the tail. And then the dragon dance is at least seven people holding poles and waving a dragon around.
Okay, that's interesting to know. I didn't know that. And yeah, watching the video online, I will say I was talking to our producer, Sydney Koh, who helped me produce this segment. She was showing me a YouTube video of a group doing a lion dance. And let's just hear a little bit of that video. Again, this is from last year's Lunar New Year celebration. Yeah, lots of drumming, lots of loud sound making, like you said, Lillian. And then, yeah, it's a two-person dragon. There's a lot of colors, or at least the two that I saw were both gold and gold and red.
And they come in a lot of colors.
Okay, that was my next question for you. Since I knew there was, you know, those two particular ones that I saw had sort of shared the gold color, do the colors mean anything?
Well, primarily for a Chinese culture, red is very important. It's, marks good luck. And so if you want to have extra good luck, you bring out the red lions and then the gold, which in Chinese, when you say the word, it means also, you know, has a connotation of wealth. And so that's what you want to bring in. It's a lot of superstition.
Yeah, that's great. So, Cynthia, are you a follower or a fan of lion dancing?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. I mean, my kids love it. They're asking me already. You know, where are we going to see the lion dance? But Nua, Lillian's group, is amazing also, and they've been working with us and performing with us at our Lunar New Year event for the last, as long as we've done it, which is like 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so Lillian, I have to know, what does it feel like being in that lion dance costume?
You have to have a lot of strength, for sure. The head is pretty heavy. But it's also a little bit liberating. There's not another part of my life where I can feel like I can exert so much strength and power. And the lion head itself is actually a nice cover, so I don't feel as self-conscious when I'm under there. I'm like, become something else. So it's great to work with a partner and have that camaraderie and to be part of a team.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a team project there.
It is. And so we support each other, we push each other, and afterwards we love to go out and eat.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun when you describe it that way. And Cynthia, I know you mentioned that Lillian's group has been performing at PAL for quite a few years. I'm curious, has PAL changed the way or added new things? How has it evolved maybe in the way you celebrate Lunar New Year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, definitely when we started, we did focus more on Chinese traditions for our Lunar New Year. But as the years have gone on, we've also increased partnerships with other organizations or cultural groups, such as Korean Society of Cultural Society of Boston. They're doing an event with us this year, an activity about the Dasik cookie, which is a type of cookie they eat for the new year. And we just have other cultures represented in our space as well.
Oh, that's so cool. And how long has the PAL Center been around?
Yeah, PAL Art Center opened 7 years ago now. It's really hard to do the math sometimes, but this will be our seventh year that we've been open.
I know, time passes so quickly. So the community celebration here in Boston will take place on February 18th. Do you know, Cynthia, what all we can expect, you know, from PAL Arts Center and beyond? Anything you're really excited about?
All of Chinatown really comes together and opens up on February 18th. You have the lion dances that are in the streets and the businesses who are getting blessed with, I don't even know how many troops, seems like 10, 15 troops come in.
And wait, can you explain that to me a little bit, too? Because I want to bring up something that Radio Boston producer Sydney mentioned that the lion dance, it's good luck if the lion bows in front of your business. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. Just like Lillian mentioned, like culturally in the folk tale, that the lion comes in to scare away the bad spirits. Businesses want to do that as well, have the bad spirits scared away and kind of bless the space for fortune, wealth, and good luck in the new year.
Okay. Lillian, what are you most excited for this year? What are your kids most excited for? Do you guys share that or are they different?
Well, this year, my kid is 5, so he's more aware and he's more, I think, excited about the Lunar New Year. He wants to go into Chinatown to see all the lions and the firecrackers and things like that. So that'll be fun for us. It'll be something new to do together.
Yeah, well, and so I want to ask a little bit about, you know, especially since you brought up your child, what are your childhood memories with Lunar New Year celebrations?
I just remember my parents taking me into Chinatown and hearing the loud firecrackers, and it just scared me to no end because they were so loud. But also the lines were so intimidating, so big. So I love the fact that now we're, you know, doing line dance workshops with the POW Center and having the kids be a part of it and having them experience for themselves and not be so scared.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that, you know, people can learn about how to lion dance if they want to. Is that hard to get into?
It's not. If anyone wants to try it out or test it out, just get in touch with us and we'll be happy to teach.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Can you talk about the importance of passing that kind of tradition on, too, a little bit?
For me personally, I've been line dancing for the past, I want to say, 15 years. So it's been a huge part of my life. And so it's just something I would hope my child would appreciate as well. And now that he's older, get to experience it a little more.
Yeah. Cynthia, I want to ask you a similar question. What traditions do you hope that your kids learn or pass on when it comes to the Lunar New Year?
I think the food part is really important to me.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned dumplings earlier.
Yeah, yeah, that's how my family celebrated, is that idea of getting together. Someone I talked to equated it with kind of like Chinese Thanksgiving. So it's that similar feeling of coming together and sharing a meal. So I hope I can pass on that fond memory to my kids as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know in some countries, like, everything shuts down and everybody's traveling at that point in time, right? Do you see that here? Like in the States, I know, Cynthia, you said your family's like across the country, but how much do people travel for that, you know, here in the U.S.?
I think not as much, but maybe the saying it's a holiday or, you know, recognizing the day will change that trend.
I mean, a difference.
Lots of people can't take off the work and stuff and school and stuff.
That is a good point. There's more logistics involved in this one. Well, I can't wait to check out the celebrations next weekend. Joining us to talk about the Lunar New Year was Cynthia Wu, director at POW Arts Center, and Lillian Lee, member of NUWA, an all-women lion dancing group. Thanks you both for joining us today.
Thanks. This has been great.